if you knew what's going on in the world, it might change you to where you did pray a little more. You know, it's kind of like the man and the woman that was out in the field with their handicapped son. He was older, but he was at home because he was some kind of mentally handicapped. They were out hoeing their peanuts or whatever. And as they were hoeing, there was a storm coming. And as they saw the storm, they said, hurry up and let's finish out so we can finish the row and we get the row hoed as we get back to the house. And so they got about halfway back to the house and the storm hit. I mean, the rain started falling. And so they dropped their hose and went to running to the house. And all of a sudden, the mother said, let's stop and pray. And the boy, the handicapped boy, he said, Mom, scared prayers God don't hear. He said, we might as well just run. Is that the kind of prayers that God hears, a scared prayer? No, he hears prayers of faith. Now then, they had great power and authority, but some of us wait till then to pray. You know, the perfect time to pray would have been when they saw the storm coming. Before it got there, stop and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're your children. We realize you have given us dominion and power and authority. It is written in your word, and quote him, his promises. And then say, Lord, hold off the rain until we get to the end. Then you can let it come. Somebody says, I didn't know we could do that. See, that's why we are defeated, because we don't know the word and we don't know what belongs to us. As a young boy, when I just barely knew a little bit about God's word, but my dad put me out in a 100-acre or about an 80-acre field one day plowing, and I didn't want to plow. I had something else I wanted to do, but he wanted me to plow. So I was out there plowing, and I'm plowing in this big field, and all of a sudden I look up, there ain't a cloud in the sky, nowhere. I said, Lord, I mean, my mother tells me that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. In Philippians 4:13, she had beat that scripture into me for years and years and years. Now, do you believe that? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? Philippians 4:13, huh? Oh, but see, you got to know what his will is. And so I said, Lord, with as little as I know about your word, I said, Lord, this may be a little selfish, but I don't want to plow today. I want to do something else. It's something else I want. I said, Lord, would you bring a good rainstorm right here and really rain real good so I don't have to plow today? I said, be happy to plow tomorrow, but I don't want to plow today. It clouded up and began to rain like crazy. I got back to the house. I was soaking wet. Water was running in the furrow. I jumped in my car, my little car, and I drove around there. I got around the house. We only lived about a mile across, straight across, about 3 miles around the road. I got around, and Dad said, what are you doing home? I said, Dad, it rained over. He said, no. He said, it ain't been a cloud in the sky. He said, what are you? He said, you didn't want to plow in the first place. He said, get in that pickup. We're going back over, and you're going to finish plowing. I said, but Dad, the furrows are running full of water. Oh, son, don't tell me that. He said, you've never lied to me up to now. But he said, look at this. It's clear. There ain't no clouds nowhere. So we get in the truck, and we drive back over there, and he pulls up there, and there's that field is soaking wet, and them furrows are standing full of water. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, you wasn't lying to me this time either. Now, when we're serious with God, and we pray in faith, what will he make it do? I mean, he give us awesome power and authority. I think about these wonderful promises under this new covenant that God makes us. And let me tell you, if there's ever a time you're going to need them, we're approaching the time right now. In fact, we're living, or not approaching, we're in it. You need to know the promises of God, not only so you can continue to walk in divine health, but that you can take authority over things and see you be protected. Now then, if you happen to live in the Gulf Coast area, I know some of you in here do, if you were looking out there and all of a sudden you looked up and there was a 100-foot wall of water coming at 400 miles an hour, what would you do? What would you do? Would you be afraid? Would you scream, oh my God, it's over? That's what most people would do, even that are Christians. But do you know that if you believe what the Word says, You can take authority over that and you'll be protected. Does anybody know a scripture or a few scriptures that you could call forth under a circumstance like this that you could be protected from something like that? Are you walking in obedience to His Word, number one? Are you walking in obedience to God's Word? Are you a child of God? Then I'm gonna bring up something, and I want you to see a scripture, there's just 16 little verses in the scripture. We're going to read over them quickly, but they got a lot in there about healing also. And that's what this is, a healing school. We're going to go to Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16, and I want to show you, not only can you get healed out of this verse, but you have great power, and you're going to need this knowledge and power in the days ahead as we are tried and tested as a church. Do you know you need to learn to walk in faith? Do you know God's a faith God? And you know without faith it's impossible to please Him? You know, that's all written in God's Word. He's given us great and awesome power. But He is a faith God. And if you don't know what His promises are, it could very well be that your life would not be as long as you want it to be because you didn't know His Word. So I want you to see this scripture. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you abiding in the secret place? What does it mean to abide in the secret place? Are you in His Word? Are you talking to Him on a day-by-day basis? Are you praising Him and worshiping Him? Do you wake up in the morning saying, Lord, I'm grateful I woke up this morning. I'm grateful You're my Lord and my Savior. I thank You, Lord, that I woke up this morning and I'm going to go down to breakfast. Do you praise Him like that every morning? Oh, good. Praise the Lord. If you don't, you need to start, right? Lord, thank You for this beautiful day. I know You live in me. I am more than an overcomer. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ. So I want to praise You and thank You that I'm Your son. I'm Your daughter. Today, we're going to go down and I'm going to talk about You everywhere I go, and You're going to lead somebody to Jesus, or You're going to change somebody's life today in the name of Jesus. Is that what's on your heart and mind? If it's not, you're not dwelling in the secret place. If you go out and you want to talk to your girlfriends about what you're going to fix for dinner, and you don't even talk about Jesus. If you're a man, you want to go talk about the fishing trip you just had. You don't give God no glory. Don't talk about Him. You ain't dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You see where I'm coming from? If you're dwelling in the secret place, it's kind of like a man and a woman. When he first sees the woman he wants to be his wife, and after his first date, he goes with her, and she's the sweetest thing, the best thing. Man, all he wants to do is tell his friends about how wonderful this girl is. He went to date look last night. Y'all know where I'm coming from? And that girl, if this guy was the best thing that's ever happened to her, she wants to tell all of her girlfriends about this wonderful man she met last night. See? Now, that's the way it ought to be with us and Jesus every day. If we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then you will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He's my fortress, He's my God, and Him will I trust. If that's what's on your mouth, your lips, you're talking about Jesus, then I want to show you what He promised you in the next few verses. Look at verse 3. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You know who the fowler is? The devil. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You know what the noisome pestilence is? It's a raging epidemic. Do you know in Israel right now it's a law that you have a gas mask? Everybody in Israel has to have a gas mask. I bet you that 99.9% of the people in the United States of America, if you handed us a gas mask, we wouldn't even know how to put it on. That's why I walk in faith. I mean, I've wore gas masks. I was in the military, but I don't want to have one. That's just like I'll tell you what, it's amazing what you can do in faith. I can remember when I was inducted into the military, I had to go through training in the military, and I remember we crawled under some barbed wires that were about this high, stretched tight, and it was firing a 30 or 50 caliber machine gun, whatever it was, about 3 feet off the ground, and when the guy told us, now guys, we're going to be shooting right over your head. And he said, you'll see a tracer go by every once in a while to let you know those are real bullets. So he said, whatever you do, don't stand up. Did you know that made us, I ain't never hugged the ground so tight. I ain't never eat dirt so much. Because when you look up, you see a line of fire go over you. You know there's real bullets just 3 feet above your head. Now, ain't nobody's right mind going to stand up, right? Because if you did, you know, at the wrong time, you could get killed. Well, when we got underneath those wires off the other side beyond the bullets, then we had to go into a house that had some kind of a smoke bomb in it, and the guys that were going in there were coming out the other side gasping and everything else. They told them, said, now then, you're going to have to go through this the first time without a mask. Some of you guys may have been in the military and done the same thing I did. So you go through that thing, but I said, Lord, I mean, although I was not very well trained, I'd been raised in a Christian home and I knew some of the principles of the kingdom. So I said, Lord, I believe I can go through that with no gagging or nothing in the name of Jesus. I went through that thing. I come out the other side. The guys that were with me, hacking, gasping, and I walked right out. I stood, the guy said, you didn't go through it. I said, yes, I did. He said, nobody goes through there and can't walk, do what? He said, go back and come through there. I said, you just saw me come out that door. He said, go through and go through it again. I said, okay. I said, Lord, if we did it once, we can do it again. So I went up there and I walked through this time. I took my time. I wasn't even in a hurry. I just walked through. And when I come out the other side, he said, I don't understand you. I said, praise God. Now, what can we do in the name of Jesus? I knew so little about Jesus back in those days compared to what I know today. But what did he say here? He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. Does that sound like he's going to protect you? Yes. Let's take a couple more verses now, 5 and 6. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. In other words, them bullets that's going over my head, I didn't have to worry about them. All I need to do is stay low. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now then, if we've made him the Most High God so far, do you see any devastating things here that's trying to come upon you? All kinds. But do you have to fear any of them? No, no, none of them.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.